This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're for the throne of grace, we come to you, open ourselves beneath our mighty hands today. Just thanking and praising you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, as I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Hide me behind Calvary's cross and on this other place. In the name of Jesus, look deep down in our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily be said as we just take it off, I should put in the seal of forgiveness, cancer as far as the east is from the west. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. Thank you for the answering prayers. Honor and request, but most of all, the salvation to go forth. Let the anointed the Spirit of God rest upon the Word of God here this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Have your Bible. Amen. I would like you to open it up to the book of John, the 14th chapter, verse 17. And we're also going to be looking at Acts 1. Verses 8. And the word of God reads in John, the 14th chapter, verse 17. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost parts of the earth. In John 14, verse 17, it says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word here tonight. Just what we just want to be talking about, releasing the power within. Releasing the power within. We're not talking about black power, white power, yellow, brown power. No, we're talking about Holy Ghost power. Here we see in the Word of God that in the book of Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus, when he ascended, before he ascended on high, he had told his disciples to go tarry in Jerusalem. And while tarrying in Jerusalem, the Bible says that after the day of Pentecost was fully come, Pentecost represents 50. After the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one heart, one mind, and in one accord in the upper room, praying, believing God, and waiting for the promise to manifest itself. Jesus said that he would send a comforter once he ascended on high. They would come forth and empower them with power from on high. Jesus encouraged and he let his disciples know that all power after he ascended from the grave, that all power was given to him. He said, go tarry at Jerusalem and wait for the promise to manifest itself. And here it says that in Acts 1, verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about releasing the power therein, within. As a born-again believer of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord has abide and reside in you. You've been bought with a price. You're not your own anymore. Spirit of the Lord, when you gave your life to Christ, immediately at the time of conversion, the Spirit of the Lord came and abide in your heart, inside of you. Here the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13, the latter part of the verse, it says that ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The Apostle Paul is bringing encouragement to Ephesians at this particular time. And he reaffirmed us as followers of Jesus to let us know that the kingdom of God is not with eating and drinking, but the kingdom of God is with righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Yes, beloved, we have been sealed by God, sealed and filled with the Holy Spirit, making us aware of the fact that we are part of the kingdom of God. People of God, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives should be operating within us so that our witness of Jesus to the world is reaching out beyond the walls of our churches and beyond the walls of our houses, also beyond where we fellowship at, even to the othermost parts of the world. People of God, we must speak the truth of who we really are. There is no secret agent, secret Christian. We have to be real about it. Sometimes people, as born-again believers, want to live a separate life from their original life. Well, I stop by to let you know that we've been bought with a price. Bible says that after we come to realize that we give our life to Christ, we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. And the blood of Jesus has been applied to our lives. So the power of the Holy Spirit is more than physical strength. It is a spiritual power. As the minor prophet may say by the name of Zechariah, he declares, it is not by might, nor by power, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts, releasing the power that within. We have to understand, beloved, that God has invested himself in us. Yes, God is the one that drew us. Bible says, one plant, one water, but God brings the increase on a spiritual basis. God's ministry is saving souls. He has trusted us. He has invested within us his Holy Spirit. And he has given us boldness to speak his word in spirit and in truth. We have to realize, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that the God that we serve and worship, he is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, beloved believer in Christ, so many times in life, because we don't know we really are right now, as Holy Spirit-filled believers, that we spend so much time asking God to do things that he have already done. Like, for instance, to endow or induce us with power from on high in order to do it in that name that's above every other name, but that is the name of Jesus. Endue means to infuse, to invest, to inoculate. You see, Jesus came and taught us the principles as well as the disciples. Taught the principle to his disciples and his will. God's will was to empower them to do his work. And after the day of Pentecost, again, when the Holy Spirit power came, they went for it. They got filled and did the works of Jesus. We know the story, how the apostle by the name of Peter had once denied Christ on three different occasions. Jesus had told him he would deny him three times before the cock crowed twice. Peter, after being filled with the Holy Ghost on that day of Pentecost, after being filled in the upper room, that same Peter that denied Christ, after Jesus had a one-on-one talk with Peter, and he renewed him back into the fold, gave Peter three commands and go. Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Peter, if you love me, feed my lamb. So Peter became bold. After being filled with the Holy Ghost, he started testifying of who Jesus was. And is. Peter preached a message in the book of Acts at the beginning of the New Testament church, which was formed out of a prayer meeting. Peter stood up in the midst and he testified, taught on how Jesus was born, raised, and became the messenger of the gospel. He was so moved, people looked at Peter, and Peter spoke with boldness about the Lord. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that Saint Peter preached the message and 3,000 souls got saved in one service. So if he did it for Peter, he can do it for you and I. But we must be willing to walk in humility, to humble ourselves in God's eyesight, to walk in obedience to what he has commanded us to do. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, because the verse says to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of ram. Releasing the power therein. You see, the very first miracle after the disciples of Christ were filled with the Holy Spirit happened through Peter and John on their way to a prayer meeting. And not on their way home. The disciples knew the power of God was within them. The disciples knew that they had received a mandate from on high to exercise power and authority over all. There was an enemy to the cross of Christ. Yet the Apostle Paul had a revelation of the power of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We see here in the book of Acts, the 19th chapter, verses 11 and 12. It says, and God wrought unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, seeing that from Paul's own body was brought onto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out. You see, Paul's heart and understanding were opened by the Holy Spirit to show him that the power of God resides within him, and that he could impact him and wholeness from his own body into a handkerchief or apron that would bring healing and deliverance to others. Bible says, when the two of us come in agreement, as such an anything here on earth, it'll be done of our heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So tonight we are talking about releasing the power within. See, the Apostle Paul knew what it meant to release the power of God that was already inside of him. And we as followers of Christ need to know that same power abides within us, even here in 2021. We need to know that within each one of us that dwells here on planet Earth, every born-again believer of Christ has the power of God in them. Bible says that in John 1, verse 12 and 13, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but was born of God. People of God, the Apostle Paul set an example for us. Also, when he presented himself, you see, Paul didn't want to show arrogancy. Like, I know it all. Or look at me and see what I can do type of person. No, the Apostle Paul's natural presentation almost defied his spiritual power and authority in what he walked in. See, the Bible says for us to humble ourselves underneath the hands of God. And in due season, if we faint not, the manifestation of the power of the Holy Spirit will come to pass in our lives. So, child of God, the Holy Spirit, it can also master our tongue. You see, the tongue is the smallest member on our bodies. But the tongue is filled with deadly poison. That's why we got to watch what we say and how we say it. Releasing the power therein is the key to the early church power and authority, which was the baptism in the Holy Spirit, the endowment of power from on high. Beloved, as we, as followers of Christ, even now in 2021, we are powerless without the filling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Because you see, the Holy Spirit can get a hold of our tongue and give us a spiritual language to build ourselves upon our most holy faith, to enable us to pray in the Holy Ghost. You see, praying in the spirit language, it helps build our faith to the point of action, to the point of going forward, knowing that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? Again, here in the book of Acts, second chapter, verses 1 through 4, it reminds us from the beginning, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, in one place, and in one heart. And then it says, and suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all that was in the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven divers tongues like as of fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. See, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as followers of Christ, the Holy Spirit language is still available for us to make in 2021. All who will walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, God will use for his own glory, praise and honor. Behold, it is time for us to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. So as followers of Christ, here tonight. We have to understand that the Holy Spirit language is still available for us, even in 2021. But we must understand that everything we get from God is by faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we must seek him while we can find him. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. So here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, all who will walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, God will use for his own praise, his honor and glory. Beloved, it is time for us to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That also includes releasing the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon our lives. So in order for us to preach the gospel and to heal the sick and the brokenhearted and to set the captive free. Again, my brothers and sisters, tonight we are talking about releasing the power there. People of God, the apostles gave witnesses of Jesus. They talked about his resurrection power because the Holy Spirit was ministering in and through their lives. And so can it do. And so can the Holy Spirit do this for us as born-again believers in Christ. So releasing the power, there it is. It is a blessing to know that the God that we serve, he's awesome.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus, love me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus, love me. For the Bible tells me so.
All the wall, his love picks me up every time I fall. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him
And try tried to distract you. But we have to remember what God's word says. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we know that fear is of the devil. We know that the devil only comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So the devil goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. He goes as a roaring lion. And as a born-again believer of Christ, we have to get to that place to where we'll stand and believe what God's word says. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 3, verse 1, for who has believed our report? We're going to either believe God and his word, or we're going to believe the devil and what we can see. See, we are not people. We are not moved by what we see. We are moved by what the word of God is saying. We are moved by what the Spirit of the Lord leads and guides and directs us in a total truth. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the word of God says, them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And when I say sons, it's included with women also. Boy or girl. God is no respecter of person. What he did for one, he can do for another. Also, we look here in the book, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4 through 6. It says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in words only, but it came also in the power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance. As you know what manner of men we were among you, for our sake, for your sake. Behold, brethren, that the kingdom of God is not in words, but it is in power of the Holy Spirit of God. You see, spiritual gifts that are in operation, it helps us to release the power we need. Spiritual gifts functioning out of our lives are a major means of releasing the power we need. Beloved, spiritual gifts that are in operation and establish and build Christian believers. It also enabled them to come to the place of maturity of the faith and of Christ. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to stand upon what the word of God is saying. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding all your ways. Acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Trust goes a long way. So we must get to that place where we totally surrender all to Christ. We must get to that place of looking beyond of what we see. We must get to that place of even now in 2021 that things will get worse before they get better. That the power of darkness is running rapid throughout the land. But we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who has left out of the grave. Seen of witnesses walking on this face of the earth. He ascended on high, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for all mankind. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our hope lies in Jesus. the author and finisher of all things. Beloved, spiritual gifts that are in operation and established. It helps to build Christian believers and enable them to come to the place of maturity of the faith of Christ. People of God, we are living in a day and time when the natural world is becoming more and more dominated by religious spirits. You see, all the way a rebellious spirit or a religious spirit is going to be truly combated or confronted, it has to be done by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit filled Christians that demonstrated, that is demonstrated the power of the Holy Spirit with spiritual gifts. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is time to release the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Believe in Christ, we live out. Our divine vocation around us and in our communities when we take a stand for Christ. You see, the unveiling of this vocation is called discernment. And discernment is the superpower of humanity. Yes, beloved, your life as well as mine was prophetically anticipated, just like Jesus was. You see, the only difference is that yours is not spelled out. It's spelled out only in a book called the Holy Bible, Biblical Instruction Before Leaving Earth. It is spelled out in a book called Your Life. And God plans for you that way. Child of God, God made you for a divine purpose. You see, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of God is open to everyone who truly desire to be there. Beloved, with our interests, we become responsible for our own lifestyle. Yes, kingdom living, it is for the here and now. Kingdom living, it is a lifetime commitment. And it is beyond every nation and every earthly power. To believe in Christ, knowing the biblical will of God, it helps us to overcome lies and distraction from the truth. You see, in the kingdom of God, we are called and required and to mature in the faith and also for us to bear fruit. We are to be peacemakers. We are to be filled with love and compassion for all creation. See, the word of God says in the book of John 14, verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to a prayer place, a place for you. And I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. See, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus will come again and take the believers to the kingdom of heaven. Releasing the power within, we see that the kingdom of God is that, you know, the kingdom of God is doing it God's way. And the system for doing things, the influence of the kingdom of God cannot be measured and cannot be predicted and certainly cannot be stopped. You see, the kingdom of God does not come without careful observation. Nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. Bible says in Matthew 16, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Believer in Christ, Jesus Christ is King of King and Lord of Lords. And we are called and chosen by the King, Jesus, to be part of God's kingdom and the whole universal belongs to him. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, whether visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or power, all things were created by him and for him. Again, while we're being reminded that God has a constitution, which he called, as me in the Bible, people of God hold fast to the Bible as the sheet anchor of our liberty. Write its precepts, its guiding principle in your own heart and put them into practice in your life. See, God has citizens and his kingdom. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. God makes us citizens of his kingdom. This happened when we received Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. So therefore, we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens of the saints and members of God's household. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 16, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it is righteousness and peace and joy . Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Here we see in the book of John 3, verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot see the kingdom of God. I'm reminded when Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, came to Jesus by night And he told you to say, we recognize that you are a man sent from God. Recognize that when you speak with authority. Jesus said, explain to him, paraphrasing it. Nicodemus asked Jesus to explain to him what he meant about being born again. Jesus told him, he said, you being a ruler of the law, don't understand what the law is saying. Jesus explained to him and said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, Nicodemus was really trying to be funny when he said, well, how can a man be born again? How can he go back to his mother's womb? Jesus told him, he said, what is born of flesh is flesh, but what is born of the spirit is spirit. You must be born again. Yes, God made us as citizens of his kingdom. When we receive Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, whether you're a babe in Christ or a veteran in Christ, when we accepted Christ as our own personal Savior, so therefore we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens of the kingdom of God. And we also are members of God's household. The Bible says in the book of Romans 14, verse 16. Again, while we're being reminded for the kingdom of God is not in drinking and in eating, but it is in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You see, the kingdom of God consists not in outward things. The kingdom of God consists of righteousness, pardon of sin, holiness of heart, and life. And God's mercy and peace is ruling and harmonizing of the heart. And joy in the Holy Ghost. It consists of a solid spiritual happiness and a joy which springs forth from the clear sense of God's mercy and the love of God being shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit of God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, again tonight we are talking about releasing the power within. We're talking about even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither know him. But yet know he, for he dwelleth with you and in you. So we must be born again. Remember that the power of the Holy Spirit, it is more than physical strength. It is a spiritual power. As the minor Zechariah declared, it is not by might nor by power, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. The Holy Spirit of God is the third person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit of God has been given to us as born-again believers of Christ to remind us of God's power, to remind us of how powerful God is. He is a God that sits high and looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we should be grateful and thankful that the God that we serve, he still sits high. But look low. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that has all power in his hands. Yes, people of God, God is still in the soul-saving business. God is still able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need. From this day forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you would like to get in touch with us, with Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. If there's any question or anything that you would like for us to talk about during this teaching time through the use of the internet, you can write us and let us know, and we'll take it to prayer and see how God will lead us to teach on that particular item or that particular issue. If the Lord places upon your heart to send a seed offering for the furtherance of the gospel, for us to continue to preach and teach God's word, do so. Again, you can reach Dudley or Lisa Tebow at P.O. Box 928-64 Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. God's willing, God, Jesus Terry, we pray and hope that you have a safe, blessed, prosperous night and also weekend. Pray for us as we pray for you. May God bless you, keep you in his loving arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Good night. Be blessed.